More than 1,500 state immigration bills were introduced nationwide this year, many of them aimed at beefing up enforcement of current federal immigration laws or limiting public benefits for undocumented immigrants. Republican State Representative Scott Souter backed one of the few Wisconsin bills that generated significant controversy. He says it would have prevented cities and counties from passing ordinances that bar police and social service agencies from asking people for proof of citizenship.
Our bill simply makes certain that every city and municipality in Wisconsin is following federal law when it comes to immigration law. We shouldn't have sanctuary cities where federal law is thrown out the window.
The bill passed the Assembly but failed in the state Senate. Christine Newman-Ortiz of the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera says she's thankful for that. Newman-Ortiz says states shouldn't be trying to make federal policy.
I'd call it kind of vigilantism at the local and state level that has led to economic hardship at the local level. It's led to increased in racial profiling of people that look or sound foreign.
Still, Representative Souter says he hopes the bill will be brought up again next session so Wisconsin can join other states in helping the federal government track down undocumented immigrants. Meanwhile, Voces de la Frontera plans a rally on May 1st, calling for fair federal immigration reform to be enacted in the first 100 days of 2009. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.